Hello, Grave Talks family. It's Tony Bruschi. If you love the Grave Talks, you'll probably love our other podcast if you're already not a subscriber of it, Real Ghost Stories Online. The following is a 15-minute preview of this week's Extra Podcast Person, or EPP, bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. I hope you enjoy. Dreams can be a tricky thing. They really, really can. What do they mean? I even tried to do a podcast about that once several years back, and I did my darndest. And it was very interesting and intriguing, but sometimes you just, they're hard. They're hard to know exactly what they mean, because sometimes they seem to have a lot of meaning, and sometimes it's just kind of this combination of the random stuff that we're dealing with that comes up in certain ways. But what about when it's connected to the paranormal? What about when you're actually dreaming things about living people? And then the consequences of what happened in that dream, or the events of the dream, or something about the events of that dream, then seem to have some sort of strange influence on reality, on our waking world. What is that? Why is that? How is it that sometimes we get messages in dreams, messages from loved ones? Loved ones that may be alive or dead. Sometimes we get messages before they die in dreams, or messages of a warning about something that's going to happen in our life, an omen of sorts. They can be very, very hard to decipher and hard to know when to take action on anything. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we got some stories about dreams and other things too. What do you do when anytime a loved one shows up in a dream, they die? We'll talk about that. Also, how do you handle it when you're a security guard and you encounter sights and sounds that can only be explained as paranormal? And then some dreams that connect to a haunted park, where during the daylight, everything seems fine. But then when darkness falls, all bets are off. Something else is happening there. One couple has a paranormal experience in the dark and in the daylight of this very same park. Those stories and more on EPP bonus episode number 335 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. You ever have dreams about loved ones? You ever have dreams about loved ones who are still alive, and then you wake up and you find they've passed? Almost like an ominous dream. Maybe a goodbye dream. Maybe a warning of something unforeseen that's about to happen. If that's you and you have those dreams, that can be terrifying. Not knowing when a loved one shows up in a dream, if it means they're going to be passing soon, or if they just happen to be on your mind. Sometimes there's an element to those dreams, a sense that is felt in those dreams that make it all too real, that make it feel so authentically happening, that it's just far too difficult to comprehend the reality of the situation. In our next story, we hear from someone who has those dreams and tries to figure out why it's happening. But more so, they realize who it's happening to. Take a listen. It's currently 4 a.m. Not been able to fall asleep yet, so I figured I'd write in. My name's Travis, and I've written in two times thus far. Just a little update on what I've been dealing with and what's going on with me. I'm not sure what y'all stands are on the afterlife, but this is what made me believe that there is very possibly something out there warning us, or possibly helping us to be prepared for future events that might unravel. I got some stories for that deal with me and family members. So I wrote a few months ago about seeing a lady in white out of the corner of my eye. I researched what I mean, and from what it says, it's a sign of mourning, conflict, and sadness. I'm not sure why, but I feel like I can sense whatever it is around me. Not meant to harm, but just, I guess, checking on me or something? I really don't know. One day around this time last year in 2019, I had a dream about a now-deceased pet named Topaz. She was a Dalmatian, which was extremely weird because she had been deceased for over 15 years at this point. Currently, we have a black lab mix, Dalmatian that we had for 12 to 13 years now. She was a rescue. Her age is not really known, but when we got her, they put her age at 1 year old. I believe just a little rundown there. Right now, we know her time is limited. She's around 14 years old currently and still kicking. The dream I had was of two of them running around playfully. In the dream, I was just standing there watching them play. They looked happy to see each other. Right before I woke up, they both stopped chasing each other around and they sat down right in front of me in my dream, side by side, and just stared at me. And I said, "What?" a few times, and I woke up. I never had a dream about Topaz before, but when this happened, I knew that it's almost time to say goodbye. It's a scary thing, but also something to cherish. I would say that even in death, do pets surpass loved ones? Even try to give warnings saying it's almost time? Or time for them to cross over? And something tells me this crossover with the lady in white that I saw earlier this year might be that. I might not be right, but just trying to put the pieces together as I go, I suppose. Another story that I have is something my mom told me dealing with her dad the night before he passed. My mom's mother passed away a few years before her dad, my grandmother, Grandpa. She dreamed one night when our grandpa was in the hospital for what I believe he had a blood clot in his leg. She dreamt that she went to their house. She tried to go into the house to see her dad, but her mom, I believe, said, "No, you got to go. I'm taking him." My mom just said, "What? I just got here." She said again, "You've got to go." My mom said she then looked at her dad and he just shrugged his shoulders. She then closed the door on my mom and she woke up. The next day comes around, we found out he had passed due to complications with an allergic reaction he had due to medicine he was given. My mom woke up from what she told me when she had the dream. He knew he was deceased. And that was their way of saying goodbye at the time. My mom's mother died. She had a dream of all her deceased family around her at a nursing home where she was staying. She dreamed it was some of her past family. She asked what they were doing there, and they said, "We're all ready for her. We're here for her to come to the other side." And before she woke up, she saw a green ooze come out of her nose. A week later, we all went to visit her at the nursing home she was at, and I remember telling my brother and myself to leave the room. Why? We did not know. Later find out that she had a green ooze coming out of her nose. That's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear the rest, become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. We'll talk about what happens to the security guard when they encounter sights and sounds that are terribly haunting. Also, a haunted park seems fine during the day, but when night falls, an evil seems to lurk. How does a couple handle this in the daytime and late night as well? We'll talk about all that and more. To hear it all and to get access to all 335 bonus episodes of our show, sign up to be an extra podcast person. EPP, do it at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. We'd absolutely love your support. You'll get access to all the bonus materials, including our ebook and our audiobook. That right there is a $30 value. You get it. You get it for free. We throw it in there. $5 a month is all it is to become an EPP. All the bonus content and new stuff every single week for you. Advanced episodes of the show, all commercial free. It's what fuels this thing called Real Ghost Stories Online in our community and allows us to stay on the air. Let's check it out. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.